Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm glad to have you with me. This is a pretty simple program to deal with. I think even you can handle it. Here are the rules of engagement. First and foremost, text the word Mike or Michael and your message to this number, 33103, 33103. And as I always remind everybody, whether you're listening, some affiliates carry the program live, some affiliates repeat the program, some people only listen to the program on podcast. Regardless of when you're listening to the program, if you want to send me a text message, just text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103, and the text line is always open. I'm always looking at them throughout the week, throughout the weekend. So anything you have to say, questions, comments, whatever, feel free to send those whenever. So the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Then the second thing is, and in fact there's a reason to do it today, is to go look on Twitter. If you want to follow me on social media, platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you want to download the podcast, you want to subscribe to the podcast, you want to see the stories that we talk about, let's see, whatever else. You want Michael's merch, everything you can possibly imagine. Oh, the affiliates, all the affiliates are listed, the times they carry the program, so if you're looking for an affiliate near you, you can find all of that by simply going to one simple website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Where? MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So let's get started. There's just bizarre stuff in the news today. And it's bizarre because a lot of the stuff that I should say a lot, but many of the things I want to really kind of bitch about today are being done by Republicans, are being done by conservatives. And I'm sitting here scratching my head like in North Dakota. Now, there is something called the Uniform Commercial Code. The Uniform Commercial Code is every state has a legislative council. Those are staffers that work for state legislatures. For example, we have in Colorado, we have the legislative council. In Colorado, we also have the Colorado Municipal League that represents state and local governments. And then you have this kind of broad national conference of state legislatures. And what all these organizations do is they come up with uniform laws so that a law regarding a commercial transaction, the Uniform Commercial Code, any law or regulation regarding commercial transactions are generally governed in your state by the Uniform Commercial Code. And there's really nothing kind of either surprising or bizarre or weird about it. It's just a uniform code that we all agree when we enter into commercial contracts, we get a credit card, we get a bank loan, whatever. It's governed by these uniform laws that are uniform across the states, all 57 of them. Well, Kristi Noem, the governor of, I think it's North Dakota, South Dakota, Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, has recently vetoed a bill that would exclude cryptocurrency from the definition of money. Now, let's just talk about money for a moment. I may have told you, there's a small book I'd actually recommend you read sometime. I don't know if it's still in print or not. But the author is about a guy named Boggs, B-O-G-G-S, Boggs. And this guy named Boggs, I don't think he's still doing it. I just telling you a story off the top of my head. This guy named Boggs would draw currency. So, for example, he might draw to scale a $20 bill or a Benjamin. Doesn't make any difference. But these were intricate, very intricate works of art. They were amazing. And this guy would walk into a diner, for example. And now he had money to pay for his meal, but he would order, you know, a cheeseburger, Pepsi, chips, fries, whatever, you know, John Belushi style. He'd eat his burger, drink his Pepsi, eat his chips, and then it would come time to pay, and he would whip out one of these drawings that he had made, front and back, it looked like a $20 bill. And he would say to the waitress, this is a drawing of a $20 bill. It's not currency. It's not real money. It is not counterfeit. Because I'm telling you up front, this is not real money. This is not counterfeit. Would you take this in exchange? Let's say the bill for his cheeseburger, his fries, and his Pepsi was concerning inflation, let's say $18.90. I was going to say $11.90, but with inflation, it's probably $18.90. Would you take this in exchange for the meal? And he would find that more often than not, the waitress or even the manager would come over and they would look at it, and they would realize, oh, this is actually a really cool piece of art. And so they would take that drawing in exchange for the meal he had just consumed. Now, the Internal Revenue Service, the Treasury Department, the Secret Service, they all came after him. You know, oh, you're counterfeiting money and blah, blah. And the courts ruled, no, he is not counterfeiting money because he is not mass producing this. He is telling everybody up front, this is not real money. This is a drawing of a $20 bill. And the courts ruled generally in his favor that he's not counterfeiting. Nobody was, to my knowledge, I haven't read this book in ages. Nobody was, to my knowledge, ever able to prosecute him for counterfeiting. And those drawings of currency became works of art. They became collectibles. People would actually try to find them. They would buy, sell, and trade them. I say all of that about money to make you think about what's in your wallet. What's in your wallet is what we call fiat currency. It's no longer backed by gold. It's not backed by silver. It's fiat. It's backed by the full hard to say this with a straight face. It's backed by the full faith and credit of the federal government. What a joke, right? What a joke. So we impute value to that $20 bill. We believe that $20 bill, because it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, it's not backed by gold in Fort Knox. It's not backed by a bunch of silver bullions stored somewhere in Houston, Texas. No, it's just backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. So we impute a $20 value to that $20 bill. So when we go to buy something and the merchant who is selling a product, let's keep using the hamburger. So the merchant is selling hamburger fries and a Coke for, let's say, pre-Biden, so it's $11.89. We give them a $20 bill, and they accept that $20 bill as value for the hamburger, the chips, and the Coke, and they give you change back. And then you take that change, and then you use that for exchange for other things of value. That's cash. Currency, cash. Cash is incredibly important because it gives you autonomy. It gives you control over how much you spend, how much you save, how much you keep, what you do with it, how you spend it, where you spend it, when you spend it. It gives you complete control over it. Well, Michael, I got the same thing because I got a checking account at Wells Fargo. I got a checking account at, Silicon Valley Bank. How's that one working out for you? SVB, have you heard about it? We'll talk about it in a second. And you think to yourself, well, I've got my money in a checking account. No, you don't. You don't have money in a checking account. What do you have in a checking account? You got ones and zeros. You've got a software program that when you, for example, nowadays, you don't even have to take your check to the bank to deposit it. What do? Somebody gives you a check for something, which I'd be very weary of, like, what's this? Oh, it's a check. Now you take a picture of the check, you endorse the back of the check, you take a picture of the back of the check, you upload it on the software for your bank account, and some little goober somewhere reads that, and they read the micro line across the bottom, the routing number and the account number, and they credit your account with the dollar amount on that check in ones and zeros. So if you deposit a $1,000 check, the software program spits out enough ones and zeros to equal $1,000, and your bank account is credited with $1,000. You don't have any currency. All you have is your belief that that bank, unlike Silicon Valley Bank, will not go belly up and will survive. And even if they do go belly up, you then believe that the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, will come in and cover the value of your deposits up to, I don't remember what it is, $200,000, $250,000. Whatever the dollar amount is, doesn't make any difference. So all of this lives in the ether somewhere. You have no autonomy. You have no privacy. Have you ever tried to go withdraw or deposit for that matter? What did I have? Oh, I know. I sold a iPad. Those of you that listen locally know about my fiasco with my iPad. I sold an iPad to a friend for $800. He gave me $800 cash. Now, I was going to use the $800, most of the time, and I do this anyway, I keep a certain amount of cash in, well, I'm not going to tell you where because I don't want to get mugged when I leave the studio. But I keep a certain amount of cash with me at all times. And I do that because I have learned the hard way that if there's a natural disaster, a man-made disaster, or there's a blackout, or any number of things, your ATM card is worthless. For that matter, your credit card is worthless. Have you ever tried to process a credit card when the power is out? Good luck with that. So I always keep a certain amount of cash with me for emergencies. And I have this $800, and I'm thinking, well, I could just put it in my stash. But I was really going to take the $800 and use it to pay down the new iPad that I bought. So I took the $800 into I bank at two banks. One of them is Wells Fargo. So I took it into the Stagecoach Bank, and I plopped down eight $100 bills. Do you know what they wanted? They wanted ID. Wait a minute. I'm just trying to deposit $800 into my own account. What if I'm trying to, I'll pick on Damien for a minute. What if I'm trying to deposit $800 in my producer's account? So what? Just take the money and put it in this account. Nope, gotta have an ID. Gotta have your ID. There is no autonomy anymore. That's one reason why. I mean, I keep cash because there are times when I know that the ATM's not going to work, when the credit card's not going to work, when I'm not going to be able to withdraw cash, and I want something that I can barter with. So I want those Benjamins. I want those $50 bills. I want those $20 bills. Because I want to be able to barter. I want to be able to exchange that fiat currency for hamburger, Coke, and French fries. So what does all that have to do with what's going on in South Dakota? Well, Governor Noem vetoed a uniform commercial code bill that would have excluded cryptocurrency from the definition of money. But it goes even further than that. Have you heard about central bank digital currency, CBDCs? Let's talk about that next. But before we do, speaking of assets, you know, I'm a lawyer by trade, lawyer by education. I don't practice anymore. But I want you to think about this. If you have a trust or you have an estate plan, that's a great first step, but it's just a first step. Those trusts and those estate plans are not safe from frivolous lawsuits or creditors putting things like your assets in various bank accounts in jeopardy. Blake Harris Law helps high net worth individuals set up and protect their assets and their money from those who might try to take it in a lawsuit. Blake Harris Law adds an additional layer of security and protection over your hard-earned assets that I guarantee you will not get in a traditional trust or even your basic estate plan. This is not about tax evasion. This is about making what you earn stays yours and that you don't have to worry about people trying to sue you and take it away from you. This is about making sure that you have your money when you want it, and my trusted friend Blake Harris can show you how. I know you've got questions. So I want you to set up a free consultation. I want you to call Blake Harris Law right now. Here's the number, 833-ASK-BLAKE. That's 833-ASK-BLAKE. Or go online to the website. The website, BlakeHarrisLaw.com. That's BlakeHarrisLaw.com. I'll be right back.
Display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Honor, courage, commitment. Marine Corps art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, courage, commitment. Marine Corps art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back to Meeting with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. And be sure and get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So on, let's see, this would have been Thursday, I think. South Dakota House Speaker Hugh Bartles was told by Governor Noem of South Dakota that she had vetoed House Bill 1193. Now, 1193 was a bill that passed right through, like poop through a goose, right through the South Dakota legislature. Very little, if any, debate at all. Because it's just an amendment to the Uniform Commercial Code. Except when you read it. This is why sometimes Republicans and conservatives drive me bat crap crazy. Pay attention to what you're doing. According to her veto letter, she said this bill would put South Dakota residents at a business disadvantage and potentially allow for, listen closely, future overreach from the federal government in issuing a digital dollar. Here's what she says. By expressly excluding cryptocurrencies as money, it would become more difficult to use cryptocurrency. House Bill 1993 opens the door to the risk that the federal government could more easily adopt a CBDC, central bank digital currency, which then may become the only viable digital currency. It would be imprudent to create regulations governing something that does not yet exist. Well, I would take it one step further, Governor Noem. You're a great governor. But listen, we should oppose the creation of a central bank digital currency by any means necessary. You will lose all of the autonomy and all of the horrors that you hear about the social score system in communist China will plop right down in your lap. Because a central bank digital currency, which we're just really just one step away from, because go back to my example of what your checking account is. Your checking account is nothing more than a bunch of ones and zeros that are ostensibly representations of your money in your bank, which is highly regulated by the federal government and can be shut down at almost any time. Let's take the Silicon Valley Bank shutdown. It had plenty of assets. It wasn't upside down in that regard. But nonetheless, the regulators stepped in and shut it down, even though they were trying to raise additional money through the selling of shares. They were unable to do so, and the FDIC, the regulators, just swoop in and shut the bank down. Now, the depositors will be protected by the FDIC. But imagine a world in which the government can turn off the cryptocurrency, the digital dollar that you have in your, I don't care whether it's Wells Fargo, Chase, Silicon Valley Bank, I don't care where it is. Just imagine them being able to cut off your ability to have access to your money at any time. That's what a digital currency does. Bitcoin, all the others, have at it, use it all you want. But don't let the government get their fingers in saying that's the only digital currency you can use. You're setting yourself up for a communist China kind of currency. I'll be right back.
Greetings, Sebastian Gorka here. For years, I've mentioned how much Relief Factor has helped the pain in my lower back. Gary from Ohio shared his experience too. He writes, I tried Relief Factor due to its botanical ingredients to reduce pain in my shoulder, knee, and lower back. After just a few weeks, the knee pain was completely gone, and the shoulder and back pain were reduced quite a bit. I can now exercise much more comfortably and practically pain-free. Thank you, Relief Factor. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more, so it looks like a lot of people are thanking Relief Factor. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start at the reduced price of $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. Relieffactor.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Thule. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is, Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes. And their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair. New name, same great service and location. 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103, and be sure and get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com for everything regarding the program. So I want to finish up on this whole cryptocurrency and the central bank digital currency that is beginning to be pushed around vis-a-vis the Uniform Commercial Code. Because it does take away your autonomy. And I, you know, I can hear all across the country people saying right now, but Michael, I got nothing to hide. It has nothing to do with whether you have anything to hide or not. Let me flip it around this way. Do you want the federal government? And when I say, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Do you want some little bureaucrat beanie weenie bean counter sitting somewhere inside the U.S. Treasury actually looking at your account and seeing what you spend your money on? It's none of my business. It's none of their business. As long as you're not using your money to buy something illegal, child pornography, fentanyl, or I don't know, whatever you want to claim is illegal, you know, a hitman, then it's your business what you spend your money on. If I want to spend my money on cheeseburgers every single day, screw you, that's my business, not your business. But with the advent, and this is one reason why we have cryptocurrencies, whether it's Bitcoin or any of the other cryptocurrencies, it's so that you and I can have a medium of exchange, a way to exchange value for value. I give you something that I have value in, and in exchange for that, you give me something that I want. It's called commerce. Now, in the Chinese Communist Party system, they have a social score. Your social score, because everybody has a smartphone, right? Your social score depends on whether you have access to your bank account, how much of your bank account you have access to, whether you can buy a plane ticket, a train ticket, whether you can get into a cab, you can get on a bus, whether you can travel from one town to another town, whether you can work or not work, how many groceries you can buy. They control everything, and they control that through a social score system. Well, let's think about your bank account as being a social score system. If some little bean counter, some little bureaucrat numbskull in the Treasury Department can control with the flip of a switch, the push of a button, hit the enter button on a laptop, and they can decide that the amount of digital currency that you have in your bank account was $1,000, but because I've done something to piss somebody off, now it's only $500. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Or you take your debit card or your credit card linked to your account, and you walk in to buy, again, you walk in to buy a cheeseburger somewhere. But they decided that you've had too many cheeseburgers. Michael, this is all just too ridiculous. This kind of thing would never happen. Really? If you sincerely believe that, you probably should go slap yourself silly, because this is the direction the world is headed. And Kristi Noem, bless her, I don't have a dog in the fight with Kristi Noem, whether she's the governor of South Dakota or not. I think she's kind of hot. All right. But God bless her for standing up to this. Conservative advocates supported her efforts to veto this legislation. Club for Growth, for example, they penned a letter to her urging her to oppose the bill and making comparisons between a U.S.-issued central bank digital currency and China's digital yuan. Now, the South Dakota Freedom Caucus, a group of Republican state lawmakers, they also lauded her actions. But this was coming through a Republican-controlled legislature. They adopted a definition of money to specifically exclude cryptocurrencies. But the revisions do include a central bank digital currency to be used as money in the future. This is what's coming down the pike. The next time you use your debit card, the next time you use a credit card, or if you're still old-fashioned, you actually write a check, which I find fascinating, if you do write a check, think about whether or not anybody has any control over whether you're able to purchase that good, that product, or that service. and whether you want the government watching over whether you do so or not. I'm telling you, I don't. I want my autonomy. I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I'm a sovereign citizen. Now, don't read that the wrong way. I know that sovereign citizen means certain things to a bunch of conspiracy theorists, and I'm not one of those. But I am a sovereign individual. I have God-given rights. I have a right to privacy. I have a right to all of those rights that are guaranteed to me by the United States Constitution. And that does not give the government the right to decide whether I can buy a plane ticket, a train ticket, a bus ticket, whether I can go from here to there or there to here. That is none of their business. And money, currency, gold, silver, 22 long rifle bullets, ammunition, gives me something by which I can barter and trade and get something that I want in exchange for something that you want. You want money, you want something of value, I want hamburgers. A digital currency that is controlled by the central bank, that is controlled by the Federal Reserve or the U.S. Treasury, takes away all of your autonomy, takes away all of your privacy, and they get to decide what you spend money on or don't spend money. It is the equivalent. It's the equivalent of the digital Chinese yuan, which is their currency, by which they control the population. Now, I know this is kind of, some people might say, okay, well, Michael Brown's really gone off the deep end because he's talking about government control over what you can spend and not spend. So let me rephrase it a different way. If the government were to say to you today, and remember, this is something similar has happened before. When we went off the gold standard, and FDR decides that it's time for everybody to turn in their gold, you know what? You lost that ability to use that medium as an exchange of value. Well, now imagine that they say you no longer have access to $1, $5, $20, $50, $100 bills. You now only have access to ones and zeros that we will put in your account so that when iHeart pays me my salary and all the things that they owe me, they run that through the federal government. And the federal government then, based on what iHeart says they owe me, then the federal government issues me a certain number of ones and zeros in a computer program that imputes a certain amount of value into a checking account. Well, if they can put that value in, they can take that value out. The legislation that Kristi Noem vetoed said that it would not apply to central bank digital currencies. An electronic record, the bill said, that is a medium of exchange recorded and transferable in a system that existed and operated for the medium of exchange before the medium of exchange was authorized or adopted by the government. Now, while China's central bank has been conducting trials for its central bank digital currency since it was introduced almost 3 years, it'll be 3 years old next month. The U.S. government is still exploring the benefits and the risks that are associated with issuing a U.S. digital dollar. In February, Minnesota Representative Tom Emmer introduced legislation aimed at limiting the Federal Reserve's authority over a central bank digital currency. And I say we ought to applaud those efforts. For everyone out there that says, well, it'll never happen, really? Then you don't know your history about gold. For everyone who says, well, I have nothing to hide, trust me, there's always something. And third, do you really want the federal government to have that much control over your money? Let's go back to my deposit of that stupid $800. You know that depositing eight $100 bills into my own bank account, ought to be the simplest transaction that I could conduct at a Wells Fargo, or for that matter, any other bank. I'm just picking on Wells Fargo because that's where it happened. And instead, I have to dig out an ID. Oh, and also, I had to take out my debit card, which most of the time I don't carry with me. So I had to make sure, oh, yeah, I got my debit card. I've got to put my debit card into their card reader, punch in my PIN, show them my ID, and only then will they deposit 8 $100 U.S. dollar bills into my own checking account. So for all of you out there, all you naysayers that, oh, no, this is nothing, this is the kind of stuff that would never happen, you're kidding yourself. You're absolutely kidding yourself. This is precisely the kind of thing that progressive Democrats, that people who are just power hungry, who want you to, I mean, after all, if you're eating too much meat, you're contributing to climate change, right? So we'll control how much meat you buy. Oh, you're at the self-checkout, at your Albertsons, at your Publix, or wherever you might be getting your groceries, your Safeway, and you start to scan a package of hamburger. Rejected. Can't buy that. You've already had too much hamburger this week. You've already met your carbon footprint for the week. This is the kind of stuff that people who love power, this is why they look at communist China and they go, oh my gosh, if we could only be like that. If we could just be like that, think about how much better society would be. You know, and we're just stupid enough to think that, well, maybe they're right because, well, most of us, most of you, I should say fortunately, I've been in those countries. I've been in those asshole countries, and I know exactly what they're like. I know people who still live in those asshole countries. They have no life. Everything they do is controlled by the government. And a digital currency is exactly the highway to hell in terms of it happening here. So be careful what you wish for. And stop and think about your idea that, well, it'll never happen to me, or I have nothing to hide. Because both of those are wrong. It can happen to you, and whether you know it or not, or you want to accept it or not, you do have something to hide. You're eating too much hamburger. You're eating too many hot dogs. You're buying too much. You're driving too much. Yeah, you're driving too much, and you're burning too many hydrocarbons. Stop and think about that. There are new release emails out showing that the Obama administration actually panicked over questions about Hunter Biden's laptop. Yeah, the laptop from hell that will never go away until finally somebody's held accountable for the Biden family crime syndicate. That's next. Don't go away.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Cheers from Blinds.com. We're celebrating over a quarter century of best-dressed windows by giving you up to 50% off site-wide. Head to Blinds.com for great deals on shutters, curtains, motorized outdoor solar shades, and more. Relax. Let Blinds.com handle the install. Just click installation at checkout. Plus, Blinds.com has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now for anniversary savings up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, We provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
That we're passing this bill. That's the problem, not Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem's the one that did the right thing. She vetoed it. She sent the bill back and said, screw you, I'm not about to approve this. But it's a great example of how Republicans somehow forget that their primary role is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States and of their state, is to preserve our rights. That's what their job is. And the fact that this bill even got to her desk shows that they didn't even read it. And for Noem to veto it, took a lot of courage, because basically she's out there saying the same thing I am. This is a road to hell that they're headed down. So bully for her for doing so. I want to make sure we understood that. There are newly released emails that have been released that show that the Obama administration was actually panicked over the questions about Hunter Biden and the laptop.
Brand new emails uncovered by America First Legal from the National Archives revealing how Hunter Biden and the Obama White House tried to squash any concerns with his new job at Burisma that paid him $50,000 a month. Hunter defending the gig in a 2014 email, saying Burisma is completely independent of Ukrainian government with an independent board of director. I joined the board as legal advisor on matters pertaining to corporate governance, transparency, and expansion. So basically, Hunter saying nothing to see here. Gene Hamilton is saying the exact opposite. He's vice president and general counsel at America First Legal, and Gene joins me now. Gene, what are the main takeaways from these emails?
Look, I think one of the main, and thanks for having me on. Sure. One of the main takeaways from these emails is the fact that Hunter Biden clearly used his position as the president's son to enrich himself and to obtain this position with Burisma to to lobby then the United States in turn and to try to, with Burisma's intent was to use Hunter to try to influence the policy of the United States. You put all of that together, and what you see is a very clear picture that Hunter Biden should have registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. It's clear as day. It's laid out in these emails for the American people to see. And so we, in fact, have filed a complaint with the Department of Justice seeking to have them investigate his failure to register as a foreign agent under the Foreign Agent Registration Act.
Now, why is that important? Because officials in the Trump administration who failed to register as foreign agents have actually gone to jail. They've been held accountable for their illegal activity. This is a prime example of the cabal in action to protect one of their own. And they're trying to protect Hunter Biden. When you find these emails, and it shows how panic-stricken the Obama administration was over his dealings with Burisma and in Ukraine, and nothing is done, Your Honor, I rest my case. The cabal is alive, it's well, and it protects its own. And their own happen to be those progressive Democrats that they all represent. You know, at some point, Republicans are going to get their act together and realize that if you're going to counter this stuff, if you're truly going to counter it, one, you actually have to win elections. That would help to actually win. But two, there has to be a similar cabal that will point out that all of these things are wrong and that the Department of Justice has actually been politicized and nobody's doing anything about it. It is a made-for-campaign issue. It is an issue that most Americans understand, and that is disparate treatment. When one side gets by with something that we all know is illegal, and we can point to the other side who's actually being held accountable for doing the exact same thing, and they're going to jail, but that side's not, Americans intuitively know that that is wrong and that something needs to be done about it. It's amazing to me. How many counties account for all the murders or most of the murders in the U.S.? What do you think that number is? That's a little tease for the next hour. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Enjoy cleaner, safer, and more private internet daily. Be more cyber zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers and hide your virtual location. It will secure your devices from malware-infected downloads and block access to malicious websites. Enjoy Internet without trackers. Internet without malicious websites. Internet without malware-ridden files. Imagine your data more secure, your connection protected. Zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
Riverfront Playhouse presents On Golden Pond by Ernest Thompson and directed by Rhonda Alvey and Marla O'Brien.
Watch as an elderly couple's summer at their lakeside cottage is transformed by their interactions with a young boy as they confront their own mortality and strained family relationships.
March 10th through March 26th at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown.
Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net or enjoy the store ready.
On Golden Pond is sponsored by this station and other pro-arts businesses.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Regulators have seized the assets of one of Silicon Valley's top banks, marking the largest failure of a U.S. financial institution since the height of the financial crisis almost 15 years ago.
Founding a tech startup is difficult enough, but the past 48 hours have been unbelievably stressful for small companies that have their money in Silicon Valley Bank. The bank specializes in technology startups, but many founders of companies lined up at Silicon Valley Bank branches in California, desperate to find out whether they could get their money out. Many were told they couldn't, for now, and perhaps never. Depositors have been told they'll know more on Monday, but for now, bank branches are shut. Many founders are going to have a very long, very nervous weekend.
And that is BBC's James Clayton reporting. Silicon Valley Bank was the nation's 16th largest bank. It specialized in funding high-tech startups. Congressman Bill Huizenga is raising the alarm about the president's plan to allow retirement fund managers to divert investment funds to companies on the basis of progressive policies. He says that's a violation of the manager's fiduciary responsibility.
And that really has been the traditional baseline of every single regulation that has ever come about.
America's employers added 311,000 jobs in February, fewer than January's gain, but easily enough to keep the Fed seeking to raise interest rates to keep inflation in check.
I think higher interest rates will lead to contraction in industries like manufacturing and construction, and then that will lead to an overall mild recession in the U.S. economy later this year.
That forecast from PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché, the unemployment rate rose to 3.6%. That was up from a 53-year low of 3.4% the month before. More from townhall.com.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
An anti-Nazi heroine has passed away.
The last known survivor of a German group known as the White Rose that actively resisted the Nazis has died. Trout of the Friends was 103. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier expressed his condolences to her family Friday. He described LaFrenz as a wonderful and immeasurably brave woman. An obituary posted in the Charleston Post and Courier said that LaFrenz died on March 6th. LaFrenz moved to Munich, where she became acquainted with fellow students who were opposed to the Nazis, and months later took part in the White Rose's risky efforts to distribute leaflets denouncing Hitler and his regime. Keith Peters reporting.
It's time once again to turn your clocks ahead by 1 hour. You lose an hour of sleep tonight, but gain more daylight in the evening in the months to come. The transition to daylight saving time comes officially at 2 a.m. local time tomorrow morning. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. China is brokering a deal between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
China looks to be moving into the role of peacemaker outside their own country. After 4 days of talks in Beijing, Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed to reestablish relations and reopen embassies in each country. The decision follows 7 years of hostility between the two. The deal is a huge political and diplomatic win for China. The communist country has been making moves that it hopes will lead to a non-U.S.-centered version of the Middle East. When asked about the effect the event could have on the U.S. agenda and foreign affairs, President Biden said he welcomed the news. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Lego says its profits increased by 5% last year compared to a year before, and that sales rose even as it raised prices on some of its higher ticket toys. The Danish toy company said net profit rose to $2 billion. Sales were up by 12%. Revenue up 17%. More of these stories at townhall.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. The rules of engagement with this program are pretty simple. The simplest of goobers can follow this. First and foremost, if you want to send me a message, text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. So just text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. Then second, if you'd like to follow me on the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, if you'd like to download the podcast, if you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, if you would like to look at Michael's merch. If you'd like to find an affiliate in your area, what time they air the program, any of that stuff can be found by simply going to one website, one-stop shop for everything, michaelsaysgohere.com. That's all you need to know, michaelsaysgohere.com. Just type that into your address bar, and it'll take you right there. Where? Here. There. That's where it'll take you. Let's talk economics. Right? Saturday, Sunday, whenever, it's the weekend, let's talk economics. Henry Hazlitt, who's probably one of the most famous economists, once said that economics is haunted by more fallacies than any other study known to man. And those fallacies, for whatever reason, just continue to persist over generations. And what's old is new again, and what is new is old again, and just they keep recycling the same old bullcrap when it comes to economics. And so we kind of find ourselves right now with kind of the world so screwed up because of the pandemic, the war in Ukraine, China's on the move, all of this stuff. We find ourselves in really unprecedented economically ignorant times. Now, we've come a long way since Hazlitt wrote that in the New York Times. In the 1930s, believe this or not, in the 1930s, the New York Times held the line on economic orthodoxy in the face of all this quackery that was beginning to emerge. Now, if you fast forward, I want you to think about these examples of economic illiteracy that are just, and I do mean literally, from the headlines of our most prominent newspapers in the country. The Wall Street Journal, yeah, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, the Houston Chronicle, who am I leaving out? Those big four. I want to just go through the list first. Pause. I just want you to think about these. How many times have you heard corporate greed is the cause of inflation? Those greed bastards. They're looking at you. It's profits over people. Corporate greed causes inflation. We'll knock that one again away in a minute. Price controls. This is a new one. This is hitting home right here in Colorado for us. They're wanting to, for those of you who live in New York City, you know how rent control absolutely skewers the housing market. Just completely screws it up. Well, price controls, they claim, are an effective way of controlling inflation. No, we'll knock that one down in a minute, too. The minimum wage is a free lunch to low-skilled workers. Yeah, some people actually believe that. Racial discrimination is costless to the discriminator. China is beating us at trade. Profits are a transfer of wealth from consumers to producers. Prices are arbitrary, set by the seller. Rent controls expand housing availability for the very poorest. You know, this one probably drives me the nuttiest right now because it's hitting closest to home. Colorado legislature's in session. And all anybody, and there's a mayoral race going on in Denver right now. And all anybody wants to talk about is affordable housing. So how do they go about getting affordable housing? They want to use rent control. Well, we'll knock that one down in a second. Trade or illegal aliens steal domestic jobs. Now, this one's always driven me crazy. Women earn less than men for performing the same work. How many times have you heard that one? Capitalism is destroying the environment. That's probably the mother load right there. Material standards of living are falling in industrialized societies. Really? Have you looked around? Monopolists can charge whatever they want. Or our economy is positively bristling with monopolists. Or maybe this one's really the mother of all time. Socialism generates higher living standards, and socialism creates more equitable economic outcomes than does capitalism. So where do we start? Because every single one of those is demonstrably false, and virtually no economist, privately anyway, virtually no economists believe them. Yet each of those that I just listed have a lot of fervent exponents that just absolutely, inherently, in the depths of their soul, believe those things. Let's take that vapid first claim, that corporate greed causes inflation. That one little trope possesses all the analytical horsepower of an engineer proclaiming that a plane fell from the sky because of gravity. For those of us taking our cue from Moses or Solzhenitsyn, I sincerely believe that greed is a constant running through the center of every human heart. Now, it can get out of control, but greed is what makes the world go round. Greed. You know what makes me want to be the best talk show host in the entire universe? Greed. You know why? Because I want to make more money. Now, I'm not dissatisfied with the amount of money that I make right now. But would I like to make more money? Of course I would. Why would I like to make more money? Well, there are other things I'd like to do. I don't need a new car. I might want to have a new car. I don't need another pair of sneakers, but I might want another pair of sneakers. I've been all over the world, but I might want to go all over the world again. Greed and competition are good. Greed and competition are not the inherent evils that everybody thinks they are. A basic causal principle holds that explaining variation, changing prices, for example, by appealing to a constant, greed, is a scientific non-starter. Well, the economic point of view directs our attention toward the constraints or the opportunities which must have changed to allow for rising prices. Greed. The idea that you want something. You want to better your life for yourself or your family, your children, your spouse, whoever it might be. Maybe even for yourself. Now, can you be too greedy? Yes. I can eat too many cheeseburgers. I can drink too much tequila. I can drive too fast. You can do anything to an extreme to where it becomes harmful. But to claim that greed is in and of itself, prima facie wrong, ignores that greed is what causes people to become cobblers, shoemakers, clothiers. They become pipe fitters. They become plumbers. They become electricians. They become doctors. They become lawyers. They become teachers. They become whatever they want to become because they have found a calling. They have found something that they like to do, and they want to do it. They want to excel at it because they want to be the best they can possibly be, competition. They want to beat out everybody else, competition, and in so doing, they'll end up having a greater value to themselves or to their employer, and they'll make more money. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. My favorite on this list is the claim about rent control. So there's a recently resurgent policy that's just hitting everywhere. It's hitting here in Colorado. Maybe that's why it seems resurgent to me. But I bet in wherever you're listening right now, I bet in your state legislature, somewhere in a city council, somewhere in your government, wherever you happen to live, there's a resurgent of rent control. I think you can search high and low before you can find an economist who really believes that rent control exhibits a tight link between intentions and outcomes. There is a poll of dozens of the world's top economists when it comes to rent control. That shows that virtually all economists will, whether they'll do it publicly or not, it's another question, that will privately tell you that rent control actually distorts outcomes, distorts markets, and causes more harm than good. And for good reason. Here's the bottom line about rent control. It generates a shortage. More people want housing units than there are housing units available. Now, housing is not very special in that regard. You can find the same outcome if oranges or grapefruits or kumquats, whatever you want to choose, if they're compelled to sell for a penny each, you'll end up with a shortage. And the shortage throws open a Pandora's box of social pathologies that certainly no price control advocate ever intends. And I just want to mention two of them. On the supply side, the landlords seek to exploit the housing market, queue up to their benefit, like a careful grocery shopper sorting through the orange bin, but the shortage enables landlords to become extra choosy. Unlike a careful grocery shopper, the selection criteria might expand to include arbitrary tenant characteristics like, oh, I don't know, race, sex, or religious creed. Rent control doesn't make anyone a racist. Like greed, racism cuts through the human heart, but rent control does lower the cost of the prejudiced expressing their bigotry. On the demand side, potential renters, they'll devise clever schemes for nabbing an apartment before it's occupied. Under rent control, apartments go like hotcakes. In New York City, for example, applicants are known to search the obituaries. In post-World War II Paris, young women stalked the oldest, sickest residents that they could find on the presumption that as soon as they failed to appear at his favorite cafe, a room had opened courtesy of the Grim Reaper. Because somebody had died, now there was an apartment available. In the long run, rent control actually devastates the housing stocks because landlords are taken to the cleaners. Some owners actually set fire to their own buildings. Better to collect the one-time insurance payout than to be bled dry by the rent control ordinance. Others simply just run away. They just abandon the buildings. And the predictable result is that the low-income housing stock begins to crumble. Economist Lindbeck speculated that rent control can be as effective a means of razing a city to the ground as would be an aerial bombing of that same city. So hang tight. What I want to do when we get back is explain the relative rate of return to investing in luxury apartments or condominiums, both exempt from rent control, and you'll see why rent control continues to fail. But before we go, you know, I openly admit that I conceal carry a firearm because I believe in self-defense. I don't want a thug attacking me or my family if I'm out in public. But some people aren't comfortable carrying a gun, and I'm perfectly okay with that. That's why I want you to know about Hero, the maker of the award-winning Hero 2020, which is a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder that explode on impact, covering the attacker, just causing an intense pain, mental confusion, and just uncontrollable coughing. All of these Hero products are concealable, and you don't need a carry permit for them. And now Hero2020.com has a new product called the Arrow. It's small like a remote control. It also shoots something. It's a thick, red, sticky pepper gel that creates an intense burning sensation on any skin contact. Both the products are non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I want you to get one today for yourself or someone that wants to exercise self-defense but is uncomfortable with a lethal handgun. Go to Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. Use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Rent control explained, coming up next.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the evening, Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about all these economic fallacies that exist out there, and I'm focused on rent control because affordable housing seems to be the big bugaboo today, and everybody wants affordable housing. So what's the reaction of politicians? Well, let's force builders to build affordable housing, and then let's make sure that if they build, you know, a group of condominiums or apartments or whatever, that there's a set-aside for a certain amount that are for low-income renters, or that we impose rent controls. Now, in the long run, the rent controls, I said earlier, that's just going to devastate the housing stock because landlords will abandon the buildings, they'll burn the buildings, they'll do whatever because they're not getting their return on investment if they can't charge a market rate for those buildings. So the relative rate of return to investing in, say, a luxury apartment or a condominium, both of which would be exempt from rent control, begins looking more attractive. Entrepreneurs respond by redirecting their investments, so the supply of high-end housing expands. Rent controls provide a subsidy, and New York's the best example of this, to billionaire Manhattanites. Now, I don't want to give politicians any ideas, but economics, just basic economics, does prescribe a straightforward way for boosting the housing supply. Any idea what that is? It's simple. Put a price ceiling on the cost of everything else. Fruits, televisions, t-shirts, baby formula, doctor salaries, anything and everything except housing. Why? Because if housing is left alone and you have price controls on everything else, then an investor, an entrepreneur, is going to invest in nothing but housing. And what will that do? That will create a vast availability. In fact, probably an oversupply of housing, and the price of houses will begin to drop. Of course, another policy, you know, option for a legislature is to slice through the force of regulations which have shackled housing supply. In Colorado, for example, they on new buildings, they're all upset about this because one of the local newspapers ran a story about new construction can't use natural gas. So no gas stoves and no gas heating. And the city and county of Denver went ballistic. Oh, you're being misleading. So I went back and I read the article again. And sure enough, in new construction, no new gas line. Okay, you just increased by a magnitude of X the cost of building that particular structure. Economic. Basic economic. Why are they always screwing it up? I'll be right back.
cleaner, safer, and more private internet daily. Be more cyber zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers and hide your virtual location. It will secure your devices from malware-infected downloads and block access to malicious websites. Enjoy Internet without trackers. Internet without malicious websites. Internet without malware-ridden files. Imagine your data more secure. Your connection protected. Zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Rules of engagement, pretty easy. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. And for all things about the program, podcasts, social media platforms, all of that, simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. On my Twitter feed, which you can find at Michael Brown USA, I've tweeted out from an account called Meme Force 2 a map that shows, this is an insane map. In fact, they describe it as an insane map. 2% of all the counties in the United States account for more than half of all the murders in the United States. More than half the counties, 54% of all counties in the entire United States, did not have one single murder. Think about that. Just 2% of all counties account for more than half of all the murders. That's an astonishing number. Why? It's no wonder that Democrats are so keen on wanting felons to be able to vote, even before they finish their probation. They are the party of crime, unencumbered by, I don't know, morals or any sense of, I don't know, civic responsibility whatsoever. Leave them in power long enough, and even murder at some point is going to be legal. Baltimore, Maryland is leading the way. This is one of those stories where I've sat on it for a couple of days. I didn't bring it to my morning program. I finally got enough confidence in the facts of it to bring it to you this afternoon. Democrats in Maryland have introduced a bill trying to prevent anyone under the age of 25 from being convicted of felony murder. Now, who could that possibly benefit? Other than, oh, I don't know, maybe the gangbangers and the criminals? And what would it do other than make places like Baltimore even less safe or more dangerous than they already are? It is really hard to imagine. But no matter how far progressives progress, they will find a way to progress even further. So a Democrat by the name of Charlotte Crutchfield, she's one of three delegates representing District 19. Earlier this year, she introduced House Bill 1180, otherwise known as the Youth Accountability and Safety Act. The Youth Accountability and Safety Act. This bill would prohibit a person younger than age 25 at the time of the offense, murder, from being convicted of murder in the first degree under the state's felony murder provisions, which classify a murder as being in the first degree if it was committed during the perpetration or attempted perpetration of specified crimes. Now, Democrats keep telling us that criminals' brains are not fully formed until at least age 25, thereby just mitigating any responsibility for anything that anybody does until they're at least 25 years of age. The Secretary of Juvenile Services, some yahoo by the name of Vincent Schiraldi, has argued that nobody should ever be tried in adult criminal justice systems until at least 21 years of age. I'm sometimes astonished at how the mental gyrations that somebody must go through to think that somebody under the age of 25 can in no way possible be guilty of first-degree murder. Why? If we're watching this series on, I think it's on Showtime, called Your Honor, Bryan Cranston, whose politics drives me nuts. Bryan Cranston was he was Walter White, the chemistry professor in Breaking Bad. Well, he plays this disgraced New Orleans judge who is now intertwined with this crime family. And in the course of the series, I don't want to do any spoiler alerts here. In the course of the series, a young man under the age of 21 is clearly, in my mind, based on the way the story's been presented, is guilty of first-degree murder. Now, there may be some extenuating circumstances. I don't know whether Louisiana has the death penalty or not. And this is a fictional story. There may be some extenuating circumstances that would mitigate against him getting the death penalty, but there's no question in my mind that this teenage boy has committed the act of first-degree murder. It may have been a revenge murder, but nonetheless, it was a first-degree murder case. His family was killed by a mob family. He tried to kill the son of the mob father who killed his brother. So he walks into the mob family's hotel. He pulls out a gun and he fires at the son. Doesn't hit the son, but strikes somebody else. It's first-degree murder. He went in with the intent of killing one person, ended up actually killing somebody else. But that meets the elements of first-degree murder under almost every state's definition of first-degree murder. Now, I know this is a fictional story, but nonetheless, is there some reason why? Is there some rational reason why, in take it back to the real world for a moment, if this had occurred in Baltimore or anywhere in Maryland, if this bill passes, then that teenage boy could not be tried, nor could he be convicted of murder, nor could he be tried in the adult criminal justice system, which is where he clearly should be tried. Now, I've got great sympathy for the fictional character. I actually have great sympathy for this kid. His family was destroyed by the mob. Doesn't justify going out and killing them, but I understand why he would. And even though I might understand why he might be guilty and why he would try to kill the mobster's son, it would in no way influence my belief that he should not be tried as an adult. And if properly convinced beyond a reasonable doubt, the jurors should convict him of first-degree murder. At least the bill, I don't want to really go too smart-aleck here, but you might argue that the Maryland bill might open job opportunities to help young criminals onto the first rung of the career ladder. Republican Delegate Susan McComas says, if this bill passes, you're going to have kingpins. You're going to have gangs use juveniles to do their dirty work. Yes, she's exactly right. So if you can't be tried nor convicted of first-degree murder if you're under the age of 25, then all the gangbangers have to do is go make sure that all their hitmen are under the age of 25. Guys, listen, we got a great job for you. You get to go kill somebody. We'll pay you well. And guess what? You can't be convicted of first-degree murder. So you might spend some time in juvie or something. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. The sheriff of Harford County in Maryland says this: the solution is not changing to law to excuse or to make excuses for the violator. The process that needs to be in place is to hold that person accountable. I just want to say, gee, sheriff, you're the master of the obvious here. Because the last thing that Democrats want to do is actually hold people accountable. Imagine if they were held accountable for what they've been doing to the economy, for example. Now, the sponsor of the bill may not take murder seriously, but thought crime, well, that's an entirely different matter. Delegate Bonnie Cullison tweeted out this: congratulations to my District 19 colleague, Charlotte Crutchfield, for leading the passage of a bill in the House that will allow civil action when there's a hate crime. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. They're nuts in Maryland. Let's take this one step further. If we're to decide on a state-by-state basis that anyone under the age of 25 cannot be held accountable for first-degree murder, and if they cannot be convicted of first-degree murder, aren't we then saying to an already generation of youth in this country that there is no accountability for your actions, and we're taking it to the nth degree? Yeah, you can go kill somebody. You can intentionally, on purpose, willfully go kill someone, commit murder in the first degree, and we're not going to hold you accountable for that. Because we don't believe your little mind is formed until you're at least 25 years of age. Okay. Wait a minute. Seems to me that if we're going to make the argument that their minds are not fully formed until the age of 25, then why are we encouraging them to transgender? See how I wove that in? Yeah, because you can't have it both ways. You can't on the one hand say they can't be held accountable for murder because their minds haven't been fully formed, but because their minds haven't been fully formed, yeah, they can go ahead and change their gender all they want to, back and forth, back and forth. This is why the world's insane. This is why nothing makes sense anymore. Because there's no rational, logical way to follow their arguments to a logical conclusion other than they're the ones that are insane. They're absolutely insane. So when you think, let's go back to the map. When you think about the map and you think that 54% of all murders occur in just 2% of all the counties in the entire country. If you go look at that map, and again, I would encourage you to go do so. It's on my Twitter feed, at Michael Brown USA. What's the one thing that appears to be in common? Now, I can't say I've looked at every single one of those counties, but I've looked generically at where those counties are located. And those counties are generically located in Democrat-run hellholes. So should we be surprised by this? And should we be surprised at all that in Maryland they would want to say that under the age of 25 you can't be convicted of murder, you can't even be charged with murder, but by the way, if you want to go change your plumbing, you want to take puberty blockers, you want to do all of that, your mind's not formed, but you're more than welcome to go do that. This is the insane world that we now live. The utterly insane world that we now live in. Go check out the map. It's on the Twitter feed at Michael Brown USA. When we get back, Biden, I find this absolutely fascinating. Biden is fascinated and surprised that Republicans are opposed to 87,000 new IRS agents. That's coming up next. Don't go away.
Now, I've told you about how Relief Factor helped me with my aches and pains. Let me tell you about Haven in Texas. Haven writes, "I'm taking Relief Factor from my shoulder and lower back, and it works. No more pain. My husband started taking Relief Factor for his upper back and hip and didn't think it was working until he ran out and realized the pain was coming back. Relief Factor just works. We are so happy it's working for you and your husband like it does for thousands of others across America. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution developed by doctors to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. What activity would you like to be doing again? Your first step to becoming pain-free could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Speaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text word Mike and your message to 33103. Go to this website for all things about the program. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So the president this past week, when some of the jobs numbers came out, by the way, it's such a bizarre economy when you think about it. So the number of jobs has exceeded expectations. I think the last report was 311,000 jobs. But wages are no longer keeping up. Wages are beginning to fall behind. Inflation, while inflation is still high, inflation has come down a little bit. But the Federal Reserve is refusing to really just kind of go full bore in and increase, you know, the Fed rate by a full percentage point or even, you know, 75 basis points. They're refused. It's just nothing is making any sense in terms of the economy. You go back to my very initial discussion at the beginning of the program about cryptocurrency and the central bank digital currency. Why would you think that the Democrats would want 87,000 new IRS agents? Now, they'll tell you it's because they want to go after the wealthy that don't pay their fair share, the wealthy of who already pay the majority of taxes in this country anyway. The minority of people in this country pay the majority of taxes. The wealthiest pay the vast majority of taxes. So who are these 87,000 new IRS agents going to go after? They're going to go after the easy targets, which is you and me, who have, well, I wouldn't say I have the simplest tax return, but I don't have the most complex tax return. I'm primarily a wage earner. Biden is surprised.
And on top of that, what they're really focused on, I saw here, I shouldn't get into all this now, but is what is kind of surprised me. They want to make sure we don't have enough IRS agents. You know those IRS agents we had? They're going to check on the accounts of the super wealthy, which require a lot of accounting, a lot of agents to look at it. They want to get rid of them.
Huh. Yeah, we'll get rid of them. Yeah, we do want to get rid of them. The most feared agency in the entire federal government that can destroy your life, even more so than the FBI or anybody else, the Internal Revenue Service. Yeah, we are opposed to 87,000 IRS agents because we know what they're going to do. Imagine this. I know, I must be on drugs. Imagine if we just got rid of the income tax altogether and we just had a flat tax. Or we just had a national sales tax, not a value-added tax, just a national sales tax. And an exemption for the poorest of the poor. There's no reason why poor, you know, exempt groceries. I've never understood why you pay sales tax on groceries. And then in that same press conference, the President of the United States brags, it's so bizarre, he brags about high inflation and the fact that real wages are falling.
And while we still have more to do, and there may be setbacks along the way, inflation is now down 30% from what it was this summer. Gas prices are down more than $1.50 since their peak. At the same time, take-home pay for workers has gone up.
So bizarre. What's the price of gas today versus what it was when Biden took office? Inflation is down 30%, still about 75% higher than what it was when he took office. And he brags about it. And falling real wages? Yeah, lots of more jobs, but wages aren't keeping up with the number of jobs. It's just so bizarre that he just continues to say these really bizarre things. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised, because standing right behind him is her.
Have you spoken to the president about this, and how close is he to making a final decision?
You will know when he makes it. But I will tell you in all seriousness, the president has said he intends to run, and if he runs, I'll be running with him.
Are you sure about that, sweetheart? Are you really sure about it? So what do you think the price increases are in the last year? Just wild guess. Gas prices up 44%, airline tickets up 33%, used cars up 23%, hotels up 23%, suits up 22%, bacon's up 18%, oranges 70%, tires 16%, furniture 15%, milk 15%, coffee 14%, deliveries 14%, bread 14%, baby food 13%, soup 13%, cereal 12%, eggs 10%, and dry cleaning, last but not least, is in at a lowly 10% increase. I did that. Joe Biden did that. Oh, my God. A wacky, wacky world. Hey, why didn't Nancy Pelosi release the January 6th date? Why didn't she do that? Let's think about that next. It's the Legion of Freedom.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, he's the drain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE .com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE .com.
Cheers from Blinds.com. We're celebrating over a quarter century of best-dressed windows by giving you up to 50% off site-wide. Head to Blinds.com for great deals on shutters, curtains, motorized outdoor solar shades, and more. Relax. Let Blinds.com handle the install. Just click installation at checkout. Plus, Blinds.com has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now for anniversary savings up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.